Chapter 20. The Environment. Warm-up.
Where are you going, Anne?
I'm going to the post box. I've just written a letter to the local newspaper. I'm really angry.
What's wrong?
Well, the government is always encouraging us to be green, to recycle things, and not to use our cars if possible. But the local council has just stopped another bus service. I can't catch the bus to work anymore. I'll have to take my car. There are too many cars on the road already, and parking is impossible. So I'm writing to complain.
I know what you mean. The traffic jams in the centre of town are terrible. But I have a good idea. Why don't you cycle to work?
In that traffic? You must be joking. It's much too unhealthy.
I thought you could cycle along the river. I read in the newspaper that they have cleaned the river recently and put a new cycle path there.
Shinji, you're a genius. If I go that way, I only have to go along one busy road. I'll start next week. It will keep me fit and I'll save money.
Just one problem. This is Britain, so you should be ready for any kind of weather.
You're right. I think I'll go out and buy a new raincoat. Reading. Concern about the environment is a global issue. But it is also a problem that many British people are starting to take seriously. This is shown by the fact that an increasing number of people are joining environmental organisations. A survey showed that the environmental issues that most concern the British are chemicals in rivers, sewage going into the sea, particularly near beaches where people swim, toxic and radioactive waste, and the fumes from the increasing amount of traffic on the roads. It is difficult for individuals to do much about some of these issues. But one thing that many British are becoming more aware of is the need to recycle as much as possible. Most areas of Britain now have recycling centres where people take newspapers, glass bottles, and aluminium cans. But the main problem is that we are still producing too much rubbish. And until most packaging is designed to be recyclable, this will always be a problem. Air pollution has been a problem in Britain for many years. But because power stations are now mostly fuelled by gas or nuclear energy rather than coal, this has improved. The main cause of air pollution nowadays is the huge amount of traffic on Britain's roads. Britain, like Japan, has one of the highest densities of road traffic in the world. Many more people, particularly children, are getting chest illnesses such as asthma because the air quality is so bad. To improve the situation, the government is setting up air quality improvement zones. Drivers who park in one of these zones and who leave their car engine running will be fined, as will people whose cars are found to have too high a level of carbon dioxide in their exhaust. It has long been known that trees are an important way of reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the air. Thus, the amount of woodland in Britain was doubled in the 20th century and is now 10% of the land area. But at the same time, more and more agricultural land is needed for housing. It is thought that 4.14 million more homes will be needed in England by 2016. It is unlikely all the world's environmental problems will ever be completely solved, but it does seem that the British are getting greener. And British universities have built up a good reputation worldwide for environmental studies.